In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. My dearly beloved in Christ, our Lord spoke often and forcefully regarding the need for penance or mortification. He said, "Unless you do penance, you shall all likewise perish. He who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." These are only three of many verses. We don't like to be reminded of this and find its meaning unpleasant and repugnant to human nature. Penance is escapable because we must practice frequent self-denial if we desire to save our immortal souls. This even pertains to children. They too must do penance, giving up something they really like, not only during Lent but at various times throughout the year. Since the essence of our faith is love, we must empty ourselves of our disordered love of self in order to make room for God, who is divine love. The virtue of humility is necessary to accomplish this. Humility shows us our true position in relation to our Creator and reveals a need of mortification, which is a means to self-control. There are four main reasons for doing penance. The first is a fact of original sin. It's true that baptism removes it, but its consequences, our weaknesses and inclination to sin, remain. Unless bridled by frequent mortification, our lower nature and sinful desires will direct our lives. Because the demands of the senses constantly war against those of the spirit. If we are to keep the passions under control, then it's necessary to often deny the senses, even in lawful things. If we do just the minimum, we will eventually fall into sin. Even if we keep the tendency of the senses in order, we must also beware of the dangers of our mind, pride, and other vices. In addition, the spirit of the world is opposed to the spirit of Christ, which fact increases the need of mortification. Secondly, we also have a great need of penance to counteract the additional disorder brought about by our own personal sins, sins which increase the weakening effects of original sin. All sins leave us weaker and more inclined to the same and even worse sins. No amount of venial sins can add up to mortal sin, yet they do dispose us to mortal sin. Every time we commit a sin, our resistance to that sin is weakened for the future. It's obvious that here is a new tendency to disorder which mortification must correct. My dearly beloved in Christ, the third reason for the necessity of mortification is the fact that God has destined us for the supernatural end of union with Him in the face-to-face vision of heaven, the beatific vision. This intimate union with God in heaven requires perfect purity, for St. John says, "Nothing defiled shall enter heaven." Our soul stands in need of purification. We have two choices in this matter. We can either accomplish the purification in this life, when it can still merit for us an even greater glory in heaven, or we must suffer it without any merit in purgatory. We can actively and passively accomplish our purification by mortification here on earth. Actively, we can impose impenances upon ourselves. Passively, we can patiently and lovingly accept the will of God and the crosses He sends us. If we do not accomplish our purification through mortification in this life, when we can gain merit, then we'll be forced to do it in purgatory, where there is purification without merit and the suffering is intense. The fourth and greatest reason for penance or mortification is a reason of love, because we love Almighty God. We can accept mortification and suffering because it is the way of Jesus and Mary. It's our way of the cross. Because we love God, we thereby see mortification as a duty. We and others have repeatedly offended Almighty God and are still offending Him. We've caused the Sacred Heart of Jesus much pain. much reparation to God has to be made, not only for our own sins, but for the sins of other individuals and even of nations. In short, all reasons for mortification can be reduced to love. Love of God dictates that we pay for past offenses. Love also chooses difficult things to prove itself to the beloved. We want to make ourselves grow in our capacity to love God still more. Love is essential in our mortification. Giant penances with little love are worth only a little, while little penances you perform with great love are worth much. The Blessed Virgin Mary was so perfect in her love for God that the merits she earned while performing the easiest tasks were greater than those of all the martyrs in their tortures. My dearly beloved in Christ, in dealing with the topic of mortification, it's beneficial to understand the two large classes into which mortification falls. It's either providential or self-imposed. Some mortifications come our way without our seeking it. In this case, it's providential. The other type of mortification is what we take on our own accord, that is self-imposed. Providential mortification consists of all those difficulties which are inflicted on us by our state in life, in addition to the less predictable things which may emerge in any state of life. All these may be called providential in the sense that none of them happens without at least the permission of God. For His providence affects absolutely everything that happens. He either positively orders or sends it, or He permits it to happen. Since these providential mortifications are, as it were, chosen especially for us by the hand of God, it's important that we accept them. God does not generally send us many great afflictions, but He does permit little injuries, little inconveniences, daily trifling losses, and many little occasions which we can use to our benefit by mortifying ourselves so that the inordinate self-love of our hearts is pushed out, thereby making room for the love of God. Too often we go through our daily schedule and give little or no thought as to the real source or purpose of things that irritate us. We become excessively disturbed by crowded freeways, inconsiderate drivers, by an unfriendly person, unreasonable customers, a quick criticism, by not getting the attention we want at the time we want it, by discomfort of inclement weather, by plans gone awry, long lines, the ill humor of a spouse, by a headache, noisy children, a cold, a misplaced phone, a late dinner, a broken dish, by a daily number of things which are not of our asking or liking. The value of these and a multitude of other providential forms of mortification depends on the love we invest in them. We should all bear our troubles out of love of God and in gratitude for having the opportunity to do our purgatory time here with merit attached, rather than later with no merit and intense suffering. Such mortification, if offered up with patience and with love, is far more acceptable to God than our self-imposed mortifications, which we willingly choose. Even though our self-imposed mortification is easier, unless it reaches the heroic degree, we should not neglect it. It helps train us to contradict our will and inclinations and accept providential mortifications with patience and love. We need both kinds of mortification for our spiritual development. God is the best of all fathers. He sees no pleasure in seeing His children suffer, but He knows that present suffering makes it possible for Him to confer unimaginable, unending happiness on them at the end of this brief life. Hence He sends suffering as a great treasure to His friends, as a means of increasing their likeness to His well-beloved Son and His Mother. But even in this life, God sends deep peace and even joy in the midst of providentially permitted suffering and self-imposed mortification. In closing, mortification is such an essential ingredient of our faith that it must be practiced throughout our entire life. Lent occurs as a reminder of this necessity and calls us back from our laxity into which we have fallen. We should not waste this Lent, but should use it to rejuvenate our love of God, to reinforce our strength in the battle with our lower nature, and as an opportunity to reset our ultimate vision from the things of earth to those of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.